2023. That was the year that was. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened last year politically and a little bit about what we can expect this year. And joining us now, our political analyst is John Creed. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Christine, thanks for having me. And 2023, the main figure again was Trump and what he's doing. So he's a major figure, but also a couple of local races are going to announcements are going to affect the 2024 election situation.
Right. I was thinking the big race that we're hearing about so far, of course, is Sue Moran not running for re-election for the Plymouth Barnstable State Senate seat. Again, she's going to run for a Superior Court clerk in Barnstable. But a couple of declared candidates, including Dylan Fernandes, a state rep, has already come out, and already a Democrat endorsed by Maura Healey. This is early in the season. Now, on the Republican side, Carrie McRae has already announced that she's running, and it looks like Matt Muratore is mulling a run in that seat as well, and there could be a few others.
I think it'll probably end up with those particular, and I think the governor endorsing Fernandes mainly because he worked for her.
Absolutely. Now, if Moratori does jump into this race, I know that there are already some other people that are looking at his state rep seat in Plymouth as well.
There could be as many as six or seven for that seat.
Oh, my goodness. And that's an unusual district in that, I think, isn't that the only state rep seat where it's just contained to one town here on the South Shore?
That is correct.
Going to be interesting. Now, on the presidential side, what are you thinking? Because it seems like whatever's happened over the past couple of years, since Trump won his first election, it's like he has not been out of the media. Does that hurt him or help him?
In my opinion, it doesn't help him with independent, and especially independent women. When we look at the 2024 presidential election, the immigration problem helps the Republicans, the abortion problem helps the Democrats, and also it puts most American Catholic bishops in a tough situation because they don't have the courage to get into the issue. So I think independent and independent women are going to decide the presidential election in 2024.
Now, with Dr. Jill Stein, now I believe from Lexington, getting back into the race again, a Green from the Green Party, she actually pulled some decent numbers last time she ran. I believe she got 1% of the vote. And with if it turns out to be Trump versus Biden, what's that going to do with these razor thin margins? How's that going to affect or benefit one of these candidates? Who's it going to hurt?
I think it will hurt Biden because we go by electoral college, and 1% can have an effect in several states, and that could turn it around. So whoever wins the most votes might not end up being the president based on that situation.
Very interesting. And anything else you want to add about the this year coming up, John Creed?
Well, today marks the beginning of my 40th year giving political commentary on WATD.
What a great anniversary, and we appreciate every moment of it. Thank you so much for all you do.
And I think we're going to have several moments of it.
I believe so. It's a reminder, tune in, coming up this September for primary night and a general election night in November. We're plugging that early this year. Again, thank you so much, our political analyst, John Creed. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.